Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in. And now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah. It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh, oh, oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Amen, amen. Good evening, everyone, and happy new year. Happy 2024 to everyone. Welcome to the Queen Talk Radio broadcast. I am your host, Pastor Constance Whitehurst, and I want to welcome you to our new Queen Talk format. Tonight, we are kicking off a new program regarding our health, and it is called Cancer Conversations Nutrition Now. Cancer Conversations Nutrition Now. So we want to welcome you, and as Dr. Justina Awani and I join together and join forces with Dr. Justina Awani as our co-host to this program. She's going to address the nutrition and naturopathic towards cancer. I'm going to address the spiritual aspect of it, praise God. And we're going to come together because the Word of God tells us that my people perish for a lack of knowledge. And, you know, cancer is something that directly impacts or indirectly impacts us all. I can probably tell you that most of the people on this line either know, either have experienced cancer themselves and walked that journey, or they know someone who has. And so we want to address this challenging disease. We want to be able to address it and address not only cancer. We will be talking about some other illnesses as well as how nutrition impacts our overall health. But our primary topic is to be able to address and get your questions answered regarding this disease of cancer. I wanted to, welcome you. We want you to share this information with those that you may know that have cancer or may have questions regarding it or are dealing with, again, it may be directly or from an indirect standpoint, because it is something that is almost of an epidemic proportion. Cancer right now, just to give you some background information and some statistics, we're talking about last year alone over 1.9 million new cases of cancer. So we're going to talk about it tonight, but before we get started, I always like to open the program up by the grace of God in prayer. And then I'm going to introduce to you Dr. Justina Awani. Praise God. If you have your pencils and you want to jot down some notes, feel free to do so. But before we go ahead and get started, we want to always welcome in the of God, because everything we do is with our Heavenly Father in mind and according to his principles and precepts. So Heavenly Father, Lord God, we thank you for your presence with us tonight. We thank you, Lord, as we go forth to host Cancer Conversations Nutrition Now, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, as your word tells us that it is your will that we prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers, Lord God, and that, Lord God, we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are Jehovah Rapha, Father, and that we welcome you as Jehovah Rapha because you are the God that heals. Your word tells us that Jesus Christ was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. So, Father, your word also tells us that your people perish for a lack of knowledge. Well, we don't want to be amongst those that perish. And so, Lord, we know that you have called for us to be able to address this fading disease and answer the questions and be able to provide your people and people with knowledge that's going to help them to be able to address this disease from a different perspective, from an alternative perspective, Lord God. And we want to also take a proactive approach because, Lord, we recognize that our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit. And we want the Holy Spirit to be able to have a place that it dwells in perfect health and wholeness and to be in the best health condition that we can possibly be in. So, Lord God, we thank you for the opportunity of this forum. We thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God, for Dr. Justina Awani tonight. We thank you, Lord God, for the knowledge that you have given to her and the heart that you've given to her to be able to reach out to the masses, that heart of concern that she has for the health and well-being of the masses, Father. So, Lord, I ask that you continue to anoint her, Heavenly Father. Continue to endow her, Lord God, and with knowledge, with wisdom, Lord God, to be able to reach out to help your people, Father God. And we will give you certainly, Lord, all the praise and all the honor and all the glory as we join together to accept this mantle and go forth as we discuss again, this challenging disease. Lord, we love you. I ask that you bless everyone that has tuned in, Lord God, those that may be impacted by this disease, those that, Lord God, you've blessed as cancer survivors, those that may be caregivers of those that are dealing with this impactful disease. Lord God, you allow for your perfect, Father, will to be done. And we will certainly give you all the praise and all the honor and all the glory. And we ask these things in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. So as those of you that have tuned in tonight, we want to get your questions answered. This is a forum, but it is an informal forum. We don't want you to leave the line without getting your questions answered. So we're going to provide an opportunity for you to do just that during the onset and near the end of the program. But at this time, I'd like to introduce to some, by the grace of God, and reintroduce to others, my co-host of this program, and that is none other than Dr. Justina Awani. Praise God. Dr. Justina Awani. Sister Justina, can you hear me?
Yes, I'm here.
Amen, amen. Well, as I was sharing that, the and I have come together to bring to you and bring before you a program that we pray that will be a blessing in your life. Cancer is a disease that is certainly on the rise. A variety of different types of cancer. In the research that I was doing, again, it stated that over 1.9 million people were impacted last year alone, 1.9, and that's new cases of cancer, resulting in over 690,000 deaths as a result of cancer. And so this is a concern. It is a disease that we want to be able to address. And I just believe, and as Dr. Awani as well, I'm sure she will concur, that nutrition has a definite impact on us acquiring, or those acquiring, a variety of different types of sicknesses, diseases, and i.e. cancer. Our food source is impacting many of these numbers. And so we want to talk about that, because if we can be proactive as opposed to reactive, it's always best to take a proactive approach. How do you feed yourself and feed your family nutritious meals that will help to be able to ward off sicknesses and disease? You know, how do even, should you be one that is impacted by this disease, how do you better put your own physical body in better health? Many of you are well aware and know that I was diagnosed in 2018 with multiple myeloma that later, by the grace of God, became smoldering myeloma. And I took an approach to that that was from a naturopathic approach, and that is how Dr. Awani and I came to know one another, through the power of prayer and God blessing her in my life. And she has truly, truly been a blessing in my life, and not only my life, in the life of my family, where our health is concerned. And so I have referred her to many others as well that have dealt with a variety of different illnesses, and certainly specifically various types of cancers. And so I know I'm a living, walking, breathing testimony that the information that she shares, it works when you implement, when you begin to implement it. And so at this time, I'm going to go ahead and bring Dr. Awani to the line, as I shared. And I just want her to give a bit of information and background about why we came together again for this program and what prompted this and the importance of this information. This information is life-changing. I promise you it is. And so I want her to just share a bit of information. We're going to have an open forum here, as we've introduced the program tonight, and then also as we continue on a monthly basis on the first Thursday of each month, we'd like for you to share this information with those that have been impacted by cancer. We would like for you to share this information as well with those that, whether directly or indirectly, that you know that may benefit from this forum. We would like to see these lines be filled because, again, this is we know of the seriousness of this disease, as well as this information that can help you to be able to successfully prevent and walk this particular journey, certainly take a proactive approach. So I'm going to turn the mic over to Dr. Awani at this point. And if you would, Sister Justina, if you would just share with our audience again the importance of why we've come together for this particular type of forum.
Excuse me. Thank you so much, Pastor Constance. Hello, everyone on the phone, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
What drew me to this discussion is every day there's someone walking in my store that has some type of cancer. Even today,
wow,
when I was talking to her, a lady came with a breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody will walk in and say, I took chemo 2 years ago, but the cancer is back. Radiation 6 months ago, the cancer is back. The proverb said that where there are no visions, the people perish. The reason I decided to go to learn this is food is very, very, very important to the human bodies. Food will get you well. Food will get you sick. And that's why the topic of nutrition now, the word now, nutrition now is, we look at that as a main subject of the whole thing that we're about to do. We cannot sit here, somebody knows something, and you see somebody perish. No, that's not the way it's supposed to be. God placed her on the face of the earth to be able to help one another. If you leave this world, I'm empty. If I leave this world, you are empty. So in order for us to still here and replenish your earth, we got to hold on to each other. Whatever it is that we know, we got to share with one another. Because it's not everybody are aware of our environments. Especially nowadays, the food we are eating today is not from the ground anymore. It's coming from the laboratories. Coming from the laboratory means that it's not digesting in your body. If it's not going to digest in your body to help the cell to grow, the biologist said that the cell is the basic structure, units of life. What I mean, we cannot live, we cannot survive without the cells. In order for the cell to help us survive, the cell needs some nutrients, some food. So today's world, we don't have any more food that our parents ate when they were here on this earth more than 100 years ago. There's no more food. But the only thing we can do today to have energy, to stay on here, to fight any other disease, is we have to find the actual herbs. We're going to find the herbs to make sure that you clean your blood every day. Whatever food you eat, you have to clean it. Something must be inside to clean the blood. This is the only way we will be able to fight. Especially this cancer disease is becoming very, 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 very serious. Now everybody in America, especially black people, they are all diagnosed with cancer on this part of the body and this part of the body. And I just shipped juices to Missouri, a 9-year-old with a body cancer that he's giving between 5 to 10 years to live. He's just 9 years old. They did a first surgery on the head, caught some wrong nerve, and he can't hear anymore in the ear. So they got to put some device in there for him to hear. Now he just did another spine surgery too. So if we just sit here without sharing nutrition information with one another, we are going to perish. We want our black community to be able to sing. We have to be able to fight for ourselves. We have to be able to share the little we have with one another. Life is not it's not easy to live, and it's easy to live depending on what you get. In going through this cancer stuff, people need to connect each other. If you've been through the cancer process years ago, you want to make sure you tell your sister here, you know, after my treatment, this is what I have been doing. It's been helping me. So we want people that have survived here experience to be given to those that are going through experience, those that are in the middle process experience. If we can share all the experience together, we will be able to stand and build a community that will help us to live longer on the face of the earth. When I was doing my PhD, one of my test boys about this man that wrote it, he went in California, he went 1 million homes in California collecting different cancer survivor informations, and he compiled everything. There is a community in California, only cancer survivor living there, supporting each other, sharing one another experience, holding onto one another. But in the midst of all this, without good nutrition, we will not be able to express our past experience with each other. So this is what, thinking about it, people coming every day, I say, okay, something has to be changed. People are not aware of what they are eating. And how, if they are aware of it, they don't know how to eat it. So many people that came here taking chemo are juice for them. Even if you're on a chemo, you can do some natural juices to take the toxins, the acid. Chemo is an acid. Cancer is an acid. Cancer means your blood acid has accumulated above the normal level. In medicine, the only way you can reduce acid is by acid. That's where the chemo comes in. The only difference here they are doing that is not good is they are giving more than the body is needed for the first time. And so when they introduce a heavy dose, it destroys billions of cells, make people weak. But in the midst of all this, if you can get yourself into juicing raw fruits and vegetables, drinking it along with your chemo or radiation or whatever it is, treatment that you are taking, you will get more energy to fight this chemo treatment versus just chemo and chemo and chemo. Meat needs to be out of the diet. Because the meat, once again, everything is coming from the laboratories. Laboratory product means denature. It doesn't have no nutritional facts. It's dead. Your body has to break it down. And if your body don't have enough digestive enzyme, and you don't have meat digestive enzyme, it's a problem. And you don't have sugar digestive enzyme, it's a problem. If you don't have carbohydrate digestion enzyme, it's a problem. If you don't have a fat digestion enzyme, it's a problem. Problem means we are going to be feeling sick, and we go to the doctor. The next doctor will say, well, you got stomach cancer, ear cancer, this cancer, that cancer. So this is why we are coming out through the new season ministry to be able to help the members. You people are truly blessed to have somebody who cares for you. I haven't seen any church anywhere that introduced health topic to its members. No. They want your tithes and offering. If you are living, you can give it. If you're not living, they find somebody else. So get tithes and offering. So from now on, we decided to bring this, what you can eat when you are going through this cancer treatment. What you can leave when you are going through the cancer treatments. What is the importance of what you are eating going through the cancer treatments? Because chemo, the father is killing every piece of cell. It makes you weak. And once you get weak like that, with a cooked food that your body cannot break down, it's a big problem. Mm-hmm. But engaging yourself into raw fruits and vegetables, you can eat it in the form of salad. You can juice it. You know, when you have problems, you learn to live different ways. You learn to do things different ways. Now that everything is on the line here, but it's not all of it right. But if you know somebody that you can ask to line it up the right way for you, get to that person and say, you know, I want to do this. I saw this on YouTube or somewhere, but I don't know if you're right. If somebody is able to put it together well for you, go with it. Help yourself with something good. Life will last depending on what you eat and drink. The food we eat is our longevity in life, is our short life too. So this cancer disease is becoming very, 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 very everywhere. Babies, there are no more age group for cancer now. We all got it. Mm-hmm. We all got it. This is how the conclusion is right now. But the question is, what can we do to minimize the diagnosis? And what we can do to minimize the diagnosis is getting into the right nutrition food in your own kitchen, in your kitchen, not somebody's kitchen, not in a restaurant, not here. Go into your own kitchen. If it's possible, you can go into your own garden too. Mm-hmm. Because when you plant it, you know exactly what you did. You can use this to help yourself. Without good nutrition, any disease can take you. In order for the body to heal itself, you got to give the body the right thing, and body will use that to heal itself. All the pills, tonic, this one, that one, they all are made with chemicals that the body don't need. And that's the reason why there are so many diseases in the world now. The cancer is on the rise. Diabetes is on the rise. Blood pressure is on the rise. Cholesterol on the rise. Depression on the rise. Everything is on the rise. What can we do? The question is, what can we do to bring down some of these on the rise diseases? And the answer here is good nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
Put yourself in good nutrition. Find a, take a day out of the work hours, work days, and say, today I'm going to love myself. It's a self-care day. If you work 5 days a week, prepare enough rough food and put it inside your refrigerator. Take it with you. If you go for some reason, you go to somewhere and then you eat something you're not supposed to eat. When you get home, find something to detox yourself. Get it out of your system. So it doesn't sit there to grow into something that will be named cancer. Good nutrition is the only way we're going to fight this. Sharing our nutrition experiences with each other is the only way we're going to fight this. Try. This is the only way we're going to fight this. Until we get to good nutrition, it's something that it has to be a lifetime practice. You don't say, okay, you know, yesterday I ate salad this way. I'm not. No. Mm-mm. You go to McDonald's 5 days a week, then you got to eat salad 5 days a week. And you eat it salad 5 days a week, you realize that you feel good, and this means that your body needs more than that. When you eat anything you eat, pay attention to your feelings and your body. These are your two first doctors. Because you go to the doctor, how do you feel? Then the prescription comes. As we just enter the new year, some of you that are on this line tonight, we want some testimonies. Like she said, bring your pen and paper to write. There will be some name of herbs given to you, simple thing that you can put, infuse some energy into yourself. To do something for yourself. Think about yourself. What can I eat to stay here longer with my children, my grandchildren?
Mm-hmm.
Not McDonald's food. How many of you see the Korean, the Japanese in the hospital in America? None. They eat anything green, they go to the back of their house, they pluck it up from the ground, they squeeze it in the cup, drink it, eat it, that's about it. And they keep moving. Blind people, God chose us on the face of the earth. And he gave us a lot of green herbs. Those that in America, our people survive on collard greens. God gave them the sense to use collard green because that carries enough magnesium that gives them the patience to relax and deal with what they were dealing with in America here. And so we need to return back to that collard green. We don't want to perish. And eating those collard green, you couldn't hear so many diseases that they were carrying. No. Because this is something that is a God medicine. It's a God food. It's a God McDonald's. It's a God all the restaurants. It's time to return back to the Garden of Eden to eat what we were created to eat. The children of Israel, when they were going to the promised land, they asked to give them manna. He didn't give them beef. He didn't give them chicken, fish. Manna is the seeds from cilantro. And you having a plumbing, take cilantro and combine it with cinnamon leaves, blend it up, squeeze it up, drink it, whatever in the body, they're all going to clean it out. Let's get back to where we came from. We have gone too far from our diet. That's why we are experiencing all of this. Why should we just, God is not a sick God. God don't have blood pressure. He doesn't have cancer. He doesn't have diabetes. He doesn't have cholesterol. He doesn't have brain disease. He doesn't have Alzheimer's. He doesn't have dementia. And he said, I'm going to make you into your own image to be like me. How much more? So, we want God to show them. Why we are running from the person that will serve us? Why we are running from the food that is given from the mother's womb to your mouth, your children, children, generation after? Why we run from this food? God loves us so much. He didn't just put on and say, go sit down there. He put on here. He get a green team. He get a red team. He get a purple team. He get a yellow. Every color is given. Every color represents every vitamins and minerals on the face of the earth. Let's get back home, please. This year, from now forth, let our diseases reduce in our homes, in our community. Talk to friends and families. All I need to do is listen, write, go and practice. Ask yourself, what did my mother eat when she was pregnant? Did she eat Madonna or she eat green fruits, vegetables? God's love for us is infinite. Nothing to compare to. Our souls are suffering too much from diseases. Please, let's get back and get well, complete and whole. Thank you.
Amen. 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 As you can hear from the sincerity and the caring within Dr. Awani's voice, that has a desire and a yearning, and God has given her a mantle to help those that are hurting, that are seeking and trying to find an answer to the various different types of ills, sicknesses, and diseases that we're dealing with. And thank God, God has placed her here to be able to help and to be able to assist, to be able to share the knowledge. And that's what we're, the purpose for us tonight. You know, this program is a godsend. God, as we said at the onset, it is not God's will that you perish and be sick and ill. I truly believe that this is a tactic of the enemy for us to continue to succumb to the various types of illnesses, because it is something by the grace of God in many circumstances that can be prevented.
Mm-hmm.
And so
mm-hmm.
we know, we want to make sure to get this information out to you. I am praying and believing, while Dr. Justina was talking, interestingly enough, the entire platform went down. Praying that you can hear me and hear my voice. It is God's will that you are in health. It is God's will that you acquire and have the information. It is not just simply that you are here by mere coincidence tonight. If you tuned in tonight, I can tell you that it is the will of God that you have this very, very valuable information, and not only have it, but that you also share it with those that are in need. And not only those that are in need, but I assure you that there will be those throughout this coming year that unfortunately will have to face and be faced with this disease, the challenge of this disease and this dilemma. And so this information mm-hmm. needs to be spread abroad. This information needs to be shared with those that have an ear to hear. God, it is not God's will that we perish. So we wanted to, again, to share with you tonight. I'm trying to, again, get the information and the platform back up. I trust that you all are able to hear me. And we want to also, too, provide the opportunity for those that are have a question or would like to get their questions answered to have this forum at their fingertips. And as Dr. Awani stated earlier as well, cancer, it has no restrictions. It is something that impacts every race, every gender, every age group, as she shared with you during her presentation. There is a young man that is but only 9 years old, and she shared with me another that is 12 years old. There are many children that are now being impacted, unfortunately, being diagnosed with cancer. And so this is something that we, and I like what she said about going back to those things that we used to do so long ago, you know, growing our own food, cooking and eating more at home as opposed to going out and eating out at all of these fast food restaurants. Because truly, they really don't care very much about your health. Businesses are in business to make money. Mm-hmm. And so they're going to do it in the most cost-effective manner possible. And that does not necessarily mean you're keeping your health in mind. As a matter of fact, most of the time it doesn't. And so, again, it is very important that we do what we know how to do to be able to maintain our health. God said our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit. We want our bodies to be healthy. We want to provide the Holy Spirit a place, a clean, a healthy place to be to dwell. And so that basically where we are with this. And we just thank God again for him to allow us the opportunity to bring this forum to you on a monthly basis, so that you can grow in the knowledge. We're going to talk about nutrition. We're going to talk about food preparation. We're going to talk about the proper diet that you need to maintain. We're going to talk about being able to have the types of adequate water that you should be drinking, and all the things that are going to pertain to you maintaining optimal health. Mm-hmm. And so we want to encourage you to tune in, as I said, encourage you to be able to share with others, encourage you even before the programs on a monthly basis, be prepared with questions of your own. This is something that 2024, and we set out to have make resolutions on, oh, yes, I want to be able to lose this much weight. I want, really, overall, I want to be a better me. So how can you, this is one step towards that. Your nutrition and your health. It's been said that if you don't have your health, you don't have really anything. You must help and help a priority. You must make your health a priority, not just going and just grabbing something day to day that is unhealthy, grabbing something that you know, okay, well, no, I really should be eating something that's going to benefit my body. I was sharing with Sister Justina, you've heard the adage that says that we should not live to eat, but we should eat to live. We've heard also Dr. Awani even address that food is a medicine. Food is a medicine. So you need to take very much caution in, okay, let me see what I need to do to be able to help to put the best foods within my body. We're going to talk about eating more raw foods. And the reason why you should eat more raw as opposed to cooked foods. So we have a lot of ground that we will cover through the onset of this program. And I'm still trying to bring the platform up. Dr. Awani, do you have anything else that you would like to add where this is concerned? I know you were you made a comment earlier that every day, and that is just, I thought that that was so profound, that every day someone is walking into your store letting you know that they have been diagnosed with cancer. And truly, she and I were on the phone earlier, and I heard a woman that walked in just as we were on the phone. What irony in that we were talking about the program and helping to prevent cancer and giving the information, and someone walked right into the store at that very moment and shared with her that they had been diagnosed with cancer. That's how prevalent that this disease is and this issue that we're talking about, and such a need. And, you know, a long time ago, a diagnosis of pretty much was a death sentence. But we now, you have the opportunity, to be able to have that what you need to help to prevent, to overcome this disease. This disease, it's not a death sentence. Yes, you can overcome it. Yes, you can do, there are, nutrition facts and nutrition needs that are out there that will allow you to be able to ward off, to help to improve. As she talked about earlier, she said that we're back, praise God. The platform is back up, so I'm hoping that you all are hearing me. The enemy has a way of trying to attack, to try to prevent this information from going forth, but God, and we give God the praise. As I was sharing with you, we have now, thank God, we know that there your diet has a whole lot to do with how you overcome any sickness or disease. Your diet, as we said earlier, food is a medicine. And a lot of the antibiotics and ingredients that they're putting in our food supply, feeding the animals, that for those that eat meat, pesticides that they're putting even on the fruits and vegetables, these things are toxic to our system. They're toxic to our health. And so we've got to know, how do we overcome this? I'm going to go ahead. We have about 10 minutes left in the program, and now that the platform is back up, I'm going to go ahead and open the lines up to those. If you have a question tonight for Dr. Awani, if you are one that has dealt with or walked the journey of cancer or know someone who has, or if you just have a general question, we want to hear from you tonight. If there is something that you would like to see to become a part of this program, we would like for you to share your suggestions. This is not just for Dr. Awani and myself. This is for the masses. So if there's something that you would say, you know what, I'd like to know more about this particular type of cancer. What can I do to help to allow my body to be in optimal health? We need to hear from you. So go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad. If you have a question for Dr. Justina tonight, we would certainly like to hear from you. This is your opportunity. Don't be shy. This is your opportunity to get your question. We are going to ask if you for also, too, as we proceed with these programs, because we're going to have guests that will come on and share their journey, talk about their particular types of cancer, and those that are cancer survivors. And this information will cost you much more. We're going to ask for a $10 donation that you can give us through or pay through Cash App if it's available to you to do so. And as I said, this information will cost you, I promise you, much more than $10. And so it's not mandatory, but we want to be able to share with those that we bring on as guests. We want to be able to provide you as well with as much information, and not only information, but information and resources as possible as this program continues to unfold throughout the months of this year. And so, again, feel free if you, again, would like to make a donation to the ministry. It will go towards this program and upcoming programs so that we can share this information and we can be a blessing to you. And our Cash App is $NEW, NEWMIN, and that's $NEW Season Men at Cash App, or at Zelle at 404-281-0799. Is there one tonight that has a question or would have a question for Dr. Awani? Well, praise God. Yes, caller number 3258. Caller 3258. Praise God for you. Go right ahead, please. Good evening.
Good evening, Pastor
good evening.
Constance.
Good evening there.
Good evening.
That was great for you.
Yes, Dr. Awani, you was talking about eating more greens. Is it better to eat the greens or make a juice out of the greens?
You have a choice to juice it, or you have a choice to eating it from a salad. As long as it's raw, however way you eat it, it will still benefit your body, because anything raw, it has free digestive enzyme. What I mean is your body is not going to break it down. The enzyme in that digestive enzyme inside the fruits or vegetable raw is going to break itself down and give your body beautiful body nutrition.
Amen.
So
If there's a type of cancer that's in your bloodstream, what is the best thing to eat or to make out of a juice?
Okay. So, like I said earlier, we all need to, whatever we eat or drink, it always has to have something to clean our blood. So you can use echinacea to clean your blood. You can use border root to clean your blood. You can use beets to clean your blood. But if you're going to use beets, you got to combine some. You can use aloe vera to clean your blood. If you're going to use beets, you need to find something else that will cut down the sweetness, because too much of beets will also give you type 2 diabetes too, because it's very sweet.
Okay.
Okay. What are some of the things, Dr. Awani, that you could take along with the beets to help to counteract the sugar or the sweets in the beets?
So if you're trying to make beet juice, you combine that with butter root, you put cucumbers, you put in aloe vera, you put in celery. You just want to dilute enough so you can have at least 1 or 2% of sugar instead of 100%.
Okay. Beets, burdock root, cucumbers, and aloe vera.
Mm-hmm. You make it bitter.
Okay. Okay. Make it bitter. Sweet. I gotcha. That's mm-hmm. the other thing. Dr. Awani shared with me early on that the bitter, the better. The bitter, the better.
Mm-hmm.
You want to stay away from that which causes, you know, that's high in sugar or sweet. Even when you're making
mm-hmm.
your juices or drinking teas or herbs made from teas, you don't want to oversaturate it with even honey to make it too sweet or sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely not sugar. You know, just drink it as much in its natural form as possible. And as she shared with Elder Green also too, drink it as much in, drink or eat as much in its raw form food as
mm-hmm.
possible.
Mm-hmm.
That is more healthier mm-hmm. for you and allows for more vitamins and the enzymes and that's needed to get into your body in its more natural form. Great question,
mm-hmm.
Elder Green. Thank you so much. Is there, Elder Green, did you have any more questions before I move on?
You were saying collards, but most of the time people cook the collards. That by cooking the collards, can we add anything in there that's be more healthier than the old version, the way that our mothers used to cook them?
Yes. If you're trying to make a nice vegetable dish for yourself, the more you combine, the better taste you will have instead of adding flesh. So collard green, you can put zucchini, you can put squash, you can put bell peppers, you can put Brussels sprouts, whatever the Holy Spirit leading you, you can even combine it with cabbage. But don't boil it like they cooked before. You want to steam it, cut it all up, put in this one pot. Instead of using onions, depending on where you are, especially if you're going through some cancer issues, instead of using onions all the time, you can sometimes alternate with leeks. So that carry a lot of vitamin C and magnesium and manganese as well and kale as well. So you cut everything, put it together, put it in your pot, set it on the stove, turn the stove very, very low. It's going to steam. You are only going to cook that green with the steam that is producing within itself. So like the hot vegetable, like zucchini, squash, you put it at the bottom and you put it green at the top and you cover it up on a very low heat. You stir it occasionally until the water is enough. Once the green has produced on enough water, then you remove the lid and keep stirring it until you get to your desired cook.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You can squeeze lemon or lime inside there to give you some nice flavor as well. Just a little
okay.
bit.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Amen.
You can also eat collard greens raw, too. If you want to eat it raw the same way you're cooking it, put it all together and eat it as salad as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
But in this case, you use less of the color, and then it's something that you have to practice. Because to get used to diet recipe, it takes a minute. So you practice it, especially when you eat it, pay attention to your body and see how you feel. If you feel good, then you make up your mind and say, you know, I think I'm going to practice this maybe 2 to 3 days a week until I get used to it. And so when you are practicing, you don't want to make too much so you don't be tired of it. You make the portion that you will eat one, you know, make it in the evening time, you can make, like, the portion that you eat at this time, the next portion for the next day, something little like that, until you get used to it, then you keep adding different vegetables. It takes a minute to come up with it, but it's you have to do it if you want to be here. There's no choice. There's no escape.
Okay.
You just have to do it. You got to teach yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Doctor don't teach you anything. They just want your money and your insurance. That's about it. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Amen. Praise God. Well, thank you, Elder Green. We are a little over time, but we thank God again for Dr. Justina Awani joining us this evening. We pray that this information that was shared was a blessing to you. And again, we are going to, by the grace of God, Lord willing, be here every month throughout the course of 2024 talking about cancer conversations and nutrition. Now, share this information with your friends and loved ones. Provide them with this call-in number. This is a number that they be able to reach this platform by the grace of God on Monday night at 8 p.m. Because we need to get the word out. We need to get the word out. This information is vital. So share it. Share it with someone that needs this information that would benefit regarding their health from information in a platform such as this. Before we close, I want to just say a prayer, and then we're going to go ahead and close out. Heavenly Father, I thank you tonight, Lord God, for the opportunity to share this information with your people, Lord God. Pray, Lord God, for help, healing, and wholeness over everyone and their friends and family members that's on this line. We pray, Lord God, and thank you for Dr. Justina Awani. Continue to bless her. Continue to endow her, Lord God, with knowledge and wisdom that is going to be from God's holy garden to be able to help to manifest health and wholeness in your people. Lord God, we give you all the praise, we give you all the honor, and we give you all the glory. And we thank you for this opportunity, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. We pray. Thank you, Dr. Awani, again. And listening audience, go forth this week and have a very blessed week in the Lord. As we close out the week and the weekend. And to God be all the glory. We thank you for tuning in and have a great night. God bless.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We got a message to encourage you and let you know that no matter what you're going through, there's still glory coming. And it's coming after this. Clap your hands. Come on.